Okay. Judge Conklin.
I'm present.
Ms. Fleming.
Present.
Judge Bradshaw. Judge Clark.
Here.
Judge Amity.
Present.
Judge Gabe.
Present. Present.
Thank you. Judge Getty.
Present.
Judge Jasnah. Judge Kamakarian. Judge Kelly. Informed that she'd be absent today. Judge Reinhardt.
Here.
Yep. Judge Rogan.
Here.
Judge Sandhu.
Present.
Thank you. Ms. Cameron.
Present.
Thank you. Mr. Finke.
Here.
Mr. Harrigan. Mr. Landry.
Here.
Mr. Parker.
Here.
Mr. Riley.
Here.
Mr. Roddy.
Here.
You. Mr. Rule.
Here.
Mr. Slayton.
Here.
Ms. Turner.
Here.
Mr. Yamasaki.
Good afternoon, President.
Our advisory member, Mr. Theodorovich. And our liaison member, Judge Awani. Okay.
Rose, thanks so much. So folks, to the preliminary matter, as always, I would ask for approval of the minutes from the November 22nd TICBAC meeting. Is there a motion to approve?
I'll approve this, Judge Kalmkarian. I'm also checking in.
Great, thank you. Second?
This is Rebecca, I'll second.
Moved and seconded the minutes be approved. Any opposition to the approval of the minutes from that meeting? And hearing none, as the chair, I'll deem those minutes unanimously approved. I just heard from Rose that there's no public comment for today's meeting. That's been confirmed. Before we get into our single action item, I do want to thank and welcome to our committee Judge Amity, Judge Sandhu, and Kim Turner. Welcome back. Always good to see you, Kim, and the two of you. Welcome to the meeting. Thanks so much. This is a rather brief meeting today, but I look forward to you joining us for the rest of your terms for the many substantial matters we have to address, including the budget, the Jan 10 budget that's going to come out as soon as tomorrow. So buckle up, as they say. You're welcome, and we're looking very forward to having you on the committee. So we're going to get right into this item. I know Chris is with us. This is court reporter funding for mid-year reallocation for 2024-2025. So I'll remind you all of the obvious. That is the fiscal year that we are in. As a matter of fact, we're just past the halfway mark for the 2024-2025 fiscal year, which gives some reason why we're moving expeditiously on this matter, but carefully. This is a single item for today's calendar. We have considered this through the funding methodology subcommittee. So that committee has had an important discussion about this. As Chris will detail, there were two recommendations or considerations for that committee about the methodologies to be approved after what I consider to be a thorough and spirited discussion. The committee resolved 9-3 to move the recommendation forward to you. There was another recommendation Chris will touch upon that was, we decided not to move forward. That was a 3-9 vote. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to Chris to detail the recommendation for today and the material. Chris, as always, great to see you. Thank you.
Hi, thank you, Judge Conklin. Thank you, everyone. Good afternoon. This item is a consideration of 24-25 allocations for one-time redistribution of unspent court reporter funding in fiscal year 24-25. And I know all of you received the updated meeting materials. And since this is a public meeting, I also wanted to sort of mention that the updated materials have also been posted online for the public. And I'll be going over in detail sort of what those updates are a little bit later in my presentation, but I just kind of wanted to mention that up front. And there's some background in the report around the Judicial Council directing staff to conduct this survey for the reallocation of funds sort of mid-year. And as a reminder, this court reporter funding is ongoing funding. So any unused or unspent funds at the end of each year needs to get reverted back to the state general fund. And so the sort of the purpose or the goal of this survey and the reallocation process is to reallocate funds to those courts that could use additional funding so that the courts can sort of fully utilize the full appropriation of this funding. And the mid-year survey focused on two areas. For courts that would not be able to use all their allocated funding, we asked these courts to provide an estimate of the amount of funding that would not be used in the current fiscal year that would be available to be returned for this reallocation process. And then conversely, for those courts that would be able to use additional funding for court reporters beyond their initial allocation that they received for fiscal year 24-25, sort of an estimate of the amount of additional funding that could be used in this current fiscal year. And from the survey results, and this is outlined in your materials, 18 courts estimated that they would be able to return around 820,000 of their court reporter funding in fiscal year 24-25 for this reallocation process. And these courts are outlined in attachment A of your report materials. And there were 15 courts that estimated that they would be able to use additional funding for court reporters beyond their initial allocation. The total amount of funding identified by these 15 courts is around 10.2 million. And the list of these courts are outlined in attachment B. And these survey results in the report are really the basis for the updated meeting materials. And you'll also note the reference to these updates being made subsequent to the FMS meeting in December. So I wanted to provide a little bit more details about this change. Unfortunately, there was an error made by staff in misclassifying the actual survey results submitted by San Francisco. And San Francisco had indicated in the survey that they would be interested in receiving additional funding through this reallocation process. But unfortunately, they were incorrectly classified for the FMS meeting as being able to return unused funding. So the impact of this change since the FMS meeting was to reduce the amount of funding available for reallocation, and we're including an additional court to receive these allocated funds. But San Francisco had indicated this correctly in their survey and submitted it in time for the FMS meeting. But again, this was an unfortunate sort of error made on the staff side. So I just want to apologize for that. The reallocation methodology voted on and approved by FMS by a vote of 9-3 would allocate this additional funding to the requesting courts based on the total amount of funding available as a proportion of the total amount of funding being requested by these 15 courts. So with the updated survey results, the total amount of funding available for reallocation, which is $820,000, is around 8.02% of the 10.2 million in additional funding being requested by the 15 courts. So each of the 15 courts would receive the same 8.02% of the amount they requested through the survey. And you can see the results of the allocation methodology and the reallocation in attachment C on page 11 of your report materials. And as outlined in the report, and as Judge Conklin mentioned, FMS did consider an alternative methodology that would have allocated additional funding to courts based on the proportion of the total funding initially allocated to these courts in fiscal year 24-25. And the vote for this alternative was 3 yes and 9 no, so it did not pass. And with that, the recommendation before you today is to approve the reallocation outlined in attachment C. And I'll go ahead and turn it back over to you, Judge Conklin, if you have any thoughts, and I'd be welcome to answer any questions you may have.
Chris, thanks so much, appreciated. And so while this, folks, in the grand scheme of things, is not impressive amount of money. It's a significant amount of money to the courts involved, as Chris detailed, and I'd invite anybody who was at the FMS meeting to contribute as well. We had a very thorough discussion. I think there was the two alternatives were discussed, were vetted, and we came to the decision that we did as a 9-3. But before I open it up for a vote or for a motion, I want to give anybody a chance to ask questions of Chris or to comment. The recommendation is set forth on the materials as you all have.
Judge Conklin, this is Kim Turner.
Kim, go ahead.
Just have a question. So if we adopt this recommendation today and reallocate the funds as specified in attachment C, and at the end of the year, some funds remain unspent. Is it possible to have a true up like we do with interpreter funding, where we look in July or August after the final bills have been paid and so forth, at perhaps reallocating some of those funds back to courts that still came up short in this analysis?
Chris or Rebecca, anybody want to? And then David, I see your hand up. I'll get to you right away. On as to Kim's question.
Yeah, the funds need to be sort of incurred or spent within the fiscal year.
Okay.
But in terms of flexibility, we just to highlight something that was in the report, and I know was part of the FMS discussion. The reason that the survey was conducted as early as it was, and this was sort of in November and December, is we wanted to ensure that courts had enough time to plan for whatever funds would be available as part of this reallocation process, so they would be able to spend it. And and the issue is that there were some challenges that courts cited in the survey of providing this estimates up front. And so I think we recognize that this would be a little bit of a estimation process or an imperfect science in terms of courts trying to provide these estimates as early as it is. And I believe there could be sort of an additional sort of process of getting confirmation or getting additional information between when these funds are allocated to courts after council approval in March versus the end of the fiscal year. But I believe that that process would need to happen before the end of the fiscal year in order for courts to be able to use or spend those funds.
So Chris, if I understand Kim's question correctly, and Kim, I don't mean to speak for you, but one of the things we always address is we don't want to leave money on the table. If we can make good use of that money rather than return it, if it's necessary for the courts. So do you believe as the a recommendation as proposed, the language would give you the ability and your staff the ability to make further allocations of those funds if they become available after approval through this committee?
Yeah, we would be able to work with the courts through some sort of process of allowing courts to opt in to sharing unspent funds that maybe they didn't anticipate when they provided the survey results, and or request additional funding. And obviously these 15 courts are only getting 8.02% of the amount that they feel that they need. And so there would be a process maybe of providing additional funding to these courts or other courts based upon additional unspent monies that may be identified by courts after this process.
So, Chris, this is Kim again. Just sure. So, is it possible for TCBAC to make a recommendation that both includes allocating the funds as specified here, but leaves open the possibility of some further action before the end of the fiscal year? I mean, I realize this isn't going to the council until March, and that doesn't leave us very much time, but Is it possible to, I guess I'm kind of saying, end run around TCBAC to say that we're willing to basically try to get all the money spent if we possibly can without creating so many milestone hurdles along the way that it just becomes logistically impossible.
Yeah, I know, we're for this reallocation, we're required to go to the Judicial Council to get approval for this reallocation. Sort of, maybe I'll defer to Zlatko on whether there can be an amendment or a recommendation that would allow staff flexibility for that additional reallocation process in a timely way, without needing to go through advisory committee and a council approval. And I'm not as familiar with sort of those governance principles, but we would
Marco?
probably need to check on that because I'm not sure if there would be enough time to go through the normal channels, if that was something that was required.
Thanks, Chris. And I don't know if maybe we should let David ask his question if there's other things.
Go ahead.
So, Kim, to your question about the nature of the funds, differently than the interpreter funds don't have a reversion requirement in the same way that these funds do. So any unspent funds are able to be used by the branch as it relates to interpreters, because that money stays in the TCTF, whereas this money has to be returned if it's not, and reverted to the general fund if it's not expended. So there's a little bit of a difference. And I think to your question, we can explore with our leadership services folks about potential delegations in which a recommendation could go to the council that includes some ability to do so. But we want to make sure that we're as Chris is saying, sure we're clear on the governance. And maybe before we get to the JBBC, we can have that conversation with Laura Speed and her team about that. And maybe that could just be part of your motion, subject to confirmation of appropriate authorities to allow staff to make any spring allocation adjustments based on an updated survey of both savings and need.
Thanks, Latka. That's great.
Presumably would be based on the methodology that's here. That's why
Right, right.
there would not be any concern. But yes, we've talked about it as staff is absent some level of delegation. The committee process, while appropriate and necessary for transparency, it also provides us a little bit of limitation. And maybe as part of any motion, it could include some reporting back to the council in some way to know what were the final allocations, and so that again, it's known by the council what the final outcomes of the adjustments were. Could be part of, say, maybe next year's allocation, assuming that that the money stays in the budget going forward.
Great, Zlatko. Thanks. I want to give David time for his question, but just to quickly clarify, we approve methodologies, and I think the materials make clear that these numbers, the raw numbers themselves, could easily change before the end of the year. We just want to make sure we're within the, as Zlatko said, the governance requirements to make those allocations. But David, let me get to you with your question.
Sure. Thank you very much, Judge Conklin. I'll just start with something I wasn't going to say, but I'll say based upon Kim's point, I certainly favor Kim's approach. I think the one thing that was discussed at the last at the FMS meeting, which I think is relevant here, is that I believe there's a provision which Zlatko read to us, which prohibits supplanting with these funds. And so, if the money was already spent and we trued up, I think that would be a supplanting issue. And so the only way that that proposal would work is if that money could get allocated in such time that courts could then do something with it after that. So I think this may be our last bite at the apple, so to speak. The reason why I raised my hand is because I intend to vote against the proposal and recommendation. And since it's a public meeting, I'd like to at least articulate the reasoning why. I did articulate it at the FMS meeting. But basically, the way that we are allocating these funds appears to be different than the approach that we would typically use, which is based upon a methodology based upon, in a sense, sort of, I believe this funding is a little bit different in its methodology, but it's allocated in a way based upon a formula that's set upon at sort of the outset, the number of court reporters, those type of things. This is diverting from that normal methodology, and basically in a subjective way based upon court's level of request and then trying to fulfill that. I think that is a risky principle with which to be allocating funding. that can be altered in ways, and I think it's a better policy to stick with our normal way. I would have preferred, I was one of the three who voted against this proposal and voted for the other. I would have preferred that. I still believe that. And for that reason, I'll be voting against it. And so I just wanted to at least articulate that reasoning to you all and to anyone who's listening to that.
Of course, David, thank you. And David Yamasaki?
Yes, thank you very much, Judge Conklin. And along with David Slayton's comments, I also was voted against this particular item for the reasons stated. Unfortunately, we can use all use more money in this particular area, and the amount that you request influences potentially the amount of money one can receive, because it does deviate, as David Slayton had mentioned, from the original formula that was used for the allocation of the funds. It's obviously not beneficial to many of the courts, because following the initial model would result in less monies than what is proposed now. But notwithstanding that, I voted against it because it did deviate from the original formula that was used to distribute the monies at the outset. So I too will again be voting no on this particular proposal.
David, thank you. Any other comments, thoughts anybody wants to share before we move forward with a motion? All right, I don't hear any, don't see any. So the recommendation as stated is set forth. Actually, I want to make sure I have the right page. Right there at page 8 of the materials. I don't know if I'd invite, if somebody is so inclined, a motion to consider that recommendation.
This is Rebecca. I'll move to approve as recommended. I would ask perhaps Kim to restate her thought about the reallocation in a way that maybe we can add into the recommendation, so that if Slotko is able to identify the governance window of opportunity to continue to reallocate those funds, we could do that. I don't know if she still wants to do that or not, but I would move approval of the recommendation.
Rebecca, this is Kim, and I would offer a friendly amendment to the recommendation that we add additional language that states, this is going to be very inartfully stated, feel free to clean it up, that should there be additional unspent court reporter funding available from courts who are unable to fully expend the money they receive, that those funds, if identified before the end of the fiscal year, would be quickly reallocated to courts that are overspending the amount that they, or courts that are running short of funding for this program. I would further add to that motion that the governance issues that Zlotko identified earlier around how these decisions get made will of course need to be considered by JBBC and by trial court leadership. But if there is a mechanism whereby we can move that, final consideration of funding distribution to a late spring look again, that I would recommend that we add that to this recommendation.
So that was
some form of delegation to staff
from Pardon the me?
Council. So you're
delegation,
may give you some words to add to your motion. I don't want to be my motion, but a delegation to staff from the council.
Excellent. That's what I want to add in there.
Great. And Rebecca,
and I would accept that as a friendly amendment.
All right. And I'll second the motion to approve with the amendment.
Can I clarify an issue about the amendment? Does it need to specifically say using the same methodology as the current proposal?
I would accept that as a friendly amendment as well.
Second. Okay. So it's been moved and seconded and amended concerning the recommendation set forth. I don't see any other hands. I have heard from at least two members, and I truly appreciate their candor about the way they would vote Many times I interpret the committee and I just move. I just say, are there any opposition? But I think to be fair and candid and transparent with everybody, I'm just going to call for a voice vote on this if there's no further comments. And I don't see any. So Rose, the recommendation as stated with the amendments, if you could call for a vote.
Judge Conklin?
Yes.
Ms. Fleming?
Yes.
Judge Bradshaw?
Yes.
Judge Clark?
Yes.
Judge Amity?
Yes.
Judge Gabe?
Yes.
Judge Getty?
Yes.
Judge Jessner is absent. Judge Kamakarian?
Yes.
Judge Kelly is absent. Judge Reinhardt?
Yes.
Judge Rogan?
Yes.
Judge Sandhu? Judge Sandhu still with us?
Judge Sandhu, if you're voting, we can't hear you. You might be muted.
Okay, so we'll keep going. Ms. Cameron?
Yes.
Mr. Finke?
Yes.
Mr. Harrigan?
Yes.
Mr. Landry?
Yes.
Mr. Parker?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Roddy?
No.
Mr. Rule?
Yes.
Mr. Slayton?
No.
Ms. Turner?
Yes.
Mr. Yamasaki?
No.
Thank you. So I show 18 yes votes, 3 no votes, and 1 absent.
Okay. So I'll deem the motion and recommendation approved, though just so everybody's aware, this will go to JBBC. This vote will be candidly included in the recommendation to JBBC. So they'll see the vote. I just want to make sure everybody's aware of that. We have at times opposing views and those are welcome. I think it's what leads to the integrity of this committee. So thank you all very much for your consideration of this issue. I welcome the people, the new people in. I welcome you again. Couple things. The Jan 10 budget's getting released tomorrow. A lot of work is ahead of us. I want to thank council staff for all the work they did on this. But as I said a little while ago, buckle up. Council staff, Zlatko and his staff, Fran, everybody. We've got a lot of work ahead of us. Tomorrow we'll start to frame the issues that we'll be considering. So the call tomorrow, Zlatko's at noon, right? Everybody has that number.
Hopefully everybody's received that email with the call-in information.
Great. Yep. Excellent. Okay. Also, I hope this is not inappropriate. I know many of us on this call, not Fresno, but some of the courts are being challenged by the fires that are going on in the state. I saw, David, you don't need to, I mean, earlier today, the Pasadena courthouse was closed. The devastation is indescribable. So we are with you, encourage you. And if there's probably nothing we can do, but if there is, besides thoughts and prayers, just let us know.
Thank you very much. Much appreciated. Appreciate all the everybody's done.
Yep. Hang in there. Thanks. Okay. So Rose, when's our next TICBAC meeting?
We have it for January 22nd.
Okay. So that's right around the corner. And by the time we get to that meeting, we'll have the at least the information from the Jan 10 release tomorrow as we start to move forward. So thank you all. Chris, thanks very much for your typically thorough and thoughtful presentation. I hope I've thanked everybody I need to thank, most importantly staff, but everybody on the call, and it's 12:29. So enjoy the extra minute of your lunch hour. Thanks all so much. We'll be in touch.
Thanks, Judge Conklin.
Take care. Bye-bye.